I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. It's been over a month since a massive fire destroyed the 24-story Grenfell Tower apartment block in London, worst blaze in the British capital since the days of the Blitz during World War II. The government launched an investigation immediately, and yet we still don't know exactly how many people died in the inferno. So an engineering student in Belgium is helping out. Joshua Vantard is using crowdsourcing techniques to create a comprehensive list of all Grenfell Tower residents. That includes the dead and the missing, but also those who are safe and accounted for. So the preliminary numbers officials released last week, Joshua, puts the death toll at 81. How do your numbers match up?
Well, current number on the spreadsheet is around 91. However, there are about 20 flats still left to be investigated. Once you investigate those 20 flats, and when you take into consideration that they are either going to be one-bedroom flats or two-bedroom flats, it's very likely that the figure will go up to 120.
So how are you getting your information? Are you in touch with those who survived the fire?
Yes, in touch with those who survived, in touch with the families of those who have perished and who have survived, in touch with surrounding residents, in touch with demographers, also researchers, data analysts, people who understand election roll data and a bunch of other stuff, basically.
I mean, there seems to be a lot of tension right now between officials in London and those who want more information on how many people perish in the fire. Is that what kind of got you motivated to start this project?
Yes. I watched Newsnight and I watched Theresa May come and do a little sort of surprise interview. And I felt that there was quite a distance between the top and the people on the ground. And I felt that we do need to close that distance. And it's not necessarily a problem with the top. People in established authorities and institutions have these sorts of processes that they have to follow, while the people on the ground, I feel very frustrated by the fact that this is all very process-driven. And therefore, I felt that the way to sort of penetrate through this was to make information as public as possible. Because in order to complete a jigsaw puzzle, you need to see every single piece, and therefore you need to see every single name in the puzzle, a piece being a name, of course.
Right.
And while there are lots of amateur data gatherers out there, and of course the authorities are gathering data as well, and so are survivors, it would be much more efficient if all those doing the work were not to do the same work twice, were to put their heads together.
Yeah, you were talking about names. Is there a story of one person who died that, as you've gone through the numbers, their story really stood out?
I heard one story of just this lady, and she was in a flat, and I saw her video, and she brought in a bunch of people from other flats into her building, and she was praying that she would stay alive or that everything would be okay. And it was so emotional to just see that video and to see all the names that were living next to her and everything. So
And those people did not survive?
No.
Joshua, I've sensed in your voice a couple of times during our interview that this undertaking was more emotionally taxing than you might have thought at the beginning. Am I wrong?
I would say that the very beginning was emotionally taxing. When I had to input 70 names into the spreadsheet, I had to read every single story, and of course I cried during that process. However, afterwards, I will be honest here, you get numbed, especially when you're dealing with data, and you end up just trying to go for a scientific approach. But of course, underlying the need to, in fact, even do this, there has to be emotion there. There has to be a willingness to strive, to want to get this done because it's necessary, because emotionally people need it.
Joshua Vantard created a crowdsourcing website and continues to compile information about the victims and survivors of the Grenfell Tower fire in London.